Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Victorious Living. This is your host, Minister Janice. Yes, we are grateful today. We are in a new year. Yes, Happy New Year's to everyone. Yes, this is 2021. Yes, 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 we are grateful. We have crossed over into a new era. Yeah, it's only through the grace, it's only through His grace that we are here. It's only by the grace of God, the grace of God. So we just praise Him. We give Him thanks. We can say hallelujah. Because He is an awesome God. He is awesome in every way. In every way, He is awesome. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, yes. We praise Him, I said. We praise Him. We give glory and praises to our Almighty God, our King of Kings, our Lord of Lords. We say hallelujah to you, God. And we thank you, Master. We thank you, God. We thank you, God, for just allowing us to be present, God. Oh, we are just grateful today, God. We are grateful. We say hallelujah to you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Woo! Mercy, mercy. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Your mercies are all new every day, God. Every morning, these are new mercies that you present to your people, God. And we thank you. We thank you, Master. We say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Yeah. But now, oh Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay and you are our potter. We are all the work of your hand. Should I say that again? Oh Lord, you are our God. You're our Father. We are the clay and you are our potter. We are all the work of your hands. And we say hallelujah, Lord. We give praises to you. And we thank you, God, for molding us and shaping us, oh God. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come today, God, thanking you, Lord, for your grace and your mercy, God. Yes, your grace that allowed us to just cross over into a new era, into 2021. Your grace, God. It was by your grace, oh God. It was by your mercy, God. Oh, it was by your unforgiving merits that you present, God. So greatly, God. So greatly, God. You give us favor, God. You give us favor, God. We don't earn favor, but you just give it to us, God. And we thank you, Master. Thank you for watching over us, God. We thank you for protection, God. Traveling to and fro, God. All with the COVID virus, with this virus that is plaguing us, God. You are protecting your people. You're protecting your children, God. And we thank you, Master. Oh, yes, 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 yes. You embrace us, God. You embrace us with your love. You embrace us with your word, God. Your word, oh God, that penetrates from our heart, oh God. It comes into our heart, God. Your word, God. And it lives there. Oh God, you are great. In everything you do, God, you are great. Oh, and we just thank you, God. We thank you, Master. And we say hallelujah. We say hallelujah to you now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. We thank Him. Goodness, and we thank Him for his mercies. Hallelujah. His mercies are new every day. Every day it's a new mercy. Hallelujah. Some of us don't deserve mercy. Some of us don't deserve mercy. But he gives it anyway. Anyway. Yeah, because he is the potter. Hallelujah. And we are the clay. He molds and he shapes us. Oh, hallelujah. Yeah, that's what he does. And he's good at it. Let's move quickly. Yeah, move a little quickly into this lesson. Feeling uncertain? Yeah, close to doubting God. Feeling like riding on another train. Anybody? Am I talking to anybody? Feel like riding on another train? Yeah. Or did you go ahead and did you jump off of the train of glory? Did you do that already? Did you jump off that train? We're going to be talking about the feelings of uncertainty. You know how you feel, melancholy? Yeah, uncertain. Well, I won't be talking about resolutions. No, I refuse to discuss resolutions. Yeah, I won't talk about it. I won't talk about a diet that you know you should change and you should keep it. I'm not going to discuss that. I'm not going to remind you about your eating habits. You should know that. Yeah. You should be a doer. A doer of the word and not just a hearer. Yeah, I'm not gonna talk about that. No resolutions. But I want to share with you the very love of God. The love that he has for you. That's what I want to talk to you about. His love. Hallelujah. Yeah, his love. The love that has been there all through 2020. Yeah. The love that has been with all of us from the beginning of time, 2,000 years ago. The love that only he can give us. Yeah, nobody could love me like the Lord. Nobody could do it. Nobody could rock me when I'm weary. Nobody. So we live in a world where so much is going on. So much. Yeah. So you better keep your mind on the prize. Did you hear what I said? You have to keep your mind on the prize. Hatred is running rampant. Jealousy, all types of discords are all in our daily sight. It's in your sight every day. You see it. You hear it. Yeah, you hear it. You can't run. You can't hide from it. It's present. Yeah. We can't even hug each other. No, because of the COVID. We can't hug. We can't grab each other and just hold each other with a holy love, a holy kiss, a holy hug. We can't do that. Yeah. Food is scarce. Families are not getting all their nutritional meals that they need. Some families have been living in shelters for 9 to 12 months. Am I talking to anybody? There is a place called hopelessness, and it's all in the land. Hopelessness, I said. But God. But God. Did you hear what I said? But God. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, but God, he is a holy God. He's everlasting. Hallelujah. Oh, glory, glory. He's an everlasting God. Yeah. Thank God. We thank God. We thank God for Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. James 4 and 7 tells us that we should submit ourselves, therefore, to God and resist the devil, and he got to go. So in order for him to leave, you have to say there's no room here for you. You have to say, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. You have to open up your mouth and let him know who you are. But as long as we sit back and we look at how he's coming in and he's taking over our houses and he's taking over our jobs and he's taking over your places of worship, as long as we sit and we do nothing, he's going to overtake us. Yeah. And we're going to be what? Under his control. Yeah. Yeah. So having a melancholy feeling, having a feeling of uncertainty, having a feeling of discord, or having a feeling of being feeling unwanted, no hope. Listen to this. Submitting is the answer. Laying down those weapons that destroy us secretly, huh? And some openly. Yeah, some weapons we see that's very open. And then we have those that are secret, secret weapons, things we go tiptoeing during the night when nobody can see at the wee hours of the morning. Listen to what I'm saying. Those are secrets. Yeah, and we're still holding on to the secrets. 1 Peter 5 and 8 says to be sober-minded. Be watchful. It says that your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion. He's seeking to whom he can devour. Now, when we say that word devour, he's seeking you to overtake you, to eat you up, and have you under his control. Well, you are no longer living in a world of freedom. Am I talking to anybody? I mean, you, melancholy, uncertainty. Yeah, are you feeling like that in 2021? Are you feeling like you're getting ready to give up? Or have you done it? Have you gotten off the hope bus? Have you got off that? Have you got off the glory train and jumped on a train that's going nowhere, that's at a dead-end street? Are you listening to what I'm saying? Listen to me. Listen to what I'm saying to you. 1 Peter 5 and 8 is telling you that Satan is real and that he is not playing around with anyone. Time is running out, and he's aware of this. So you can make a mistake, or you can make several mistakes. That's your choice. He will get you. Simple. Simple. He's out to get you. Yeah, he's watching your every move. Yeah. He's watching everything you say. He's watching everything you that comes out of your mouth. If gall comes out your mouth, if hatred comes out your mouth, well, he already have you. Yeah. He already have you. Too far. You don't have to go too far. He already got you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Listen to me. Listen to me. Feeling melancholy. Mm-hmm. Feeling like you have been forgotten. Uh-huh. Feeling like you've been calling on God and he never heard you. How come he never heard you? How come he never came? What is going on? This is where you at. Huh? Turn with me to Exodus chapter 3. And we're just going to hit verse 1. They're going to hit these verses real quick. Yeah, because this is a story that everybody knows. Everybody knows. Yeah, we all know this story. And it says that now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountains of God. Now, in order for Moses to have gotten to this place where he is here, Moses had been living in the house of Pharaoh. And Moses was what we call a privileged child. Huh? He was privileged. Did you hear what I said? But something happened to Moses that was designed, and it was orchestrated by God. Because at all of our points and time in life, planned for all of us, Moses began to see what was going on with his people. He began to see how they were enslaved. Yeah. And he began to witness how one of them was being beaten. We were being beaten and it was being bruised. And it was something that overtook him. And before you knew it, Moses had murdered. Yeah. So when he realized what he had done, he ran. He left. Are you listening to me? So here we see that Moses is tending to the flock. Yeah. This is where he is. He's met his wife. Yeah, he's met Jethro's daughter. And this is where he is. This is where he resides. Yeah. So here he is in a place where we call it melancholy. Melancholy. Uncertainty. Not sure of my future. Don't know what's going to happen to me next. How come God hasn't heard me? Huh? Yeah. Feeling forgotten. Feeling that nobody's listening. Look at verse 2. Yeah, remember, we all have a season. We all have a time. Ecclesiastes says there's a time for all things. Yeah, so you got a time, and you have a season as well. Verse 2 says, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame. It was a flame of fire out of the midst of the bush, and he looked, and behold, the bush burned. It burned with fire, and the bush was not what? It was not consumed. It was never put out. Huh? Look at that. Look at that. Get ready. Am I talking to anybody? Get ready, I said. Get ready. Get set. So you get on your marks. Yeah. I'm talking to you, melancholy. Uh-huh. I'm talking to you, uncertainty. Yeah, I'm talking to you who have thrown your hands up in a place where you have given up, no hope. Where is God? Huh? I'm talking to you. Verse 3 says, Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush isn't burnt. He was trying to see why it hadn't burned out. What was going on? What is this? So whatever he was doing, he stopped, and it got his attention. Glory to God. Can't God get your attention? Won't he get your attention? Huh? Nothing too hard for God. Praise him. Praise him, I said. Say hallelujah. Nothing too hard for God. Great is he. Great is he. Hallelujah. Verse 4 says, then the Lord saw. The Lord noticed. Yeah, the Lord began to look at Moses and he began to see that he had his attention. Mm-hmm. Do I have your attention? Do I have your attention, uncertainty? Huh? Do I have your attention, one who has given up? Do I have your attention, one who feel there is no hope? Look at this. God called unto him and he called him out. Huh? Out of the midst of the burning bush. So think about it. The bush began to talk. Yeah. The bush is talking to you. Oh, you listen to what I'm saying. You who have no hope. You who question where is God. You who say he's gone silent. He don't hear me. He don't say anything to me. Where is God? He's in the bush. He's in the bush. Yeah, look at this. 5 says he talks through the bush. Glory to God. Yeah. And what was so unique about this whole episode here, he knew his name. He said, Moses. Hallelujah. Now, you who are so uncertain, you who are so melancholy, you who feel that you are left all by yourself, I just want to let you know that God knows your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, I said. He know your name. Yeah. He know your feelings. Thinking right now as you're listening to what I'm saying. Yeah. Verse 5 says, draw not nigh hither. He said, but pull off your what? Pull off your shoes from off your feet for the place where you are standing is holy ground. Just when you thought it was all over. Just when you thought there was no more use for you. Just when you thought You were at the end. Look at God. Look at God. Huh? Get ready. Get ready to be used by God. I'm talking to you, whoever you are. No matter where you are, if your God hasn't used you like he said he would, if you're feeling this way, look at this. Turn with me to Joshua chapter 1, verse 9. We're going to just go real quickly with this. Now, we know that with Moses, what he did, he began to tell Moses what his assignment was. See, right in here, after he had his attention, he began to share with him the importance of who he was. Oh, yeah. He will talk with you. He'll come and sit with you. Did you hear what I said? Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. What a mighty God. What a mighty God. Yeah, yeah. He, an assignment for Moses, and the assignment of which we all know was for him to go to Pharaoh and to tell Pharaoh to let my people go. Uncertainty. Huh? Whoever you are, melancholy, God is talking to you tonight. There is a plan. There is something that you will do. Hallelujah. Joshua chapter 1, verse 9, and it says to be strong and have a good courage. It says to be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord your God, hallelujah, he's with you. Huh? He's with you wherever you go. You're not alone. Uncertainty, you're not alone. You may be last, but you're not least. Are you listening to what I'm saying? You're not alone. Yeah. Yeah. 1 Peter 5 and 7 says for you to cast all your cares. Cast all your cares. All those thoughts of doubt. All those thoughts of misfortune. Cast them. Throw them out. Throw them. Throw all the doubt. The unbelief. Yeah. Can handle it. Oh, God can handle it. Give it to him. Give it to him, I said. He can fix it. He can fix it. It's time out for bringing trash, carrying that trash in 2021. Leave it back. Leave it back there in 20. Leave it back and don't look. Don't look back. Don't look back. We know what happened to the woman who looked back. She was told not to look back, and she turned into a pillar of salt. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Don't look back into a new year. Time out. Yes. In Joshua chapter 1, he says to be strong and be of good courage. Yeah. Is it possible you're wrestling with fear? Could you be wrestling with fear? You're really fearful? Shake it off. Shake it off. Fear is not a gift that God has given you. God has not given you the spirit of fear, but he has given you Psalm 9. Did you hear what I said? Mr. Uncertainty. Miss Uncertainty, I'm talking to you this January 2021. Shake it off. There's no need to take it any further. No need. God has a plan. God has a purpose. Did you hear what I said? He has a plan and he has a purpose for you. He has a plan. He has a purpose for you and you. And it's time to start walking in your purpose, in your destiny. Hold your head up. Know who you are. Taking you to a place of no return. Get off of that bus. It's taking you on a hellish ride. Am I talking to anybody tonight? Get off. Get on the glory train. It's a glory train. It's a train where we praise God. We know who we are. We exalt him. We edify him. Leave us and get off. Get off, I said. Glory to God. It's a new day. It's a new day. And you can have a new life walking in Christ. Did you hear what I said? Walking in Christ, knowing that he is the author and that he is the finisher of your faith, your faith and your trust is in him. Oh, yeah. Your faith and your trust is in him. Mm-hmm. The one who is the potter. Yeah, he is the potter and we are the clay. He has molded, he has shaped us. Glory to God. So it's time to walk in it. Mm-hmm. It's time to be real. It's time to be who you are called to be. Those thoughts that are negative, it is time to rebuke them in the name of Jesus, because those are not his thoughts. Those are not his ways. Huh? Jill, you're wonderfully made. Yeah. The problem is with us, we have a problem waiting. We have a problem waiting. And in our wait, we should trust God. Waiting is really called time out. Go into time out. Spend time with him in time out. Yeah, he is our Lord. He is our Savior. Scriptures. Through meditations, we spend time with God. We say hallelujah to you, Lord. Hallelujah. We give you praise, God, because you're worthy, Lord. You're worthy, I said. You're worthy of all praise, God. Hallelujah. Even when I didn't know you, God, you loved me in spite of, oh, God. Glory to him. Glory to him, I said. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come today thanking you, Master, thanking you for your word, thanking you, God, for not forsaking us, for not leaving us. Oh, we may have frightened and forgot, but you will never forget us. Oh, and we thank you, Master. We thank you, God. We ask, Master, that you look upon those who are listening to your word, God. Help them to be doers and not just to hear this word, but to be doers, to seek you diligently, Lord. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We look forward to having you back here with us next Friday with Victorious Living. And don't forget, on tomorrow, which is Saturday, God Favored Ministries will be at the same number. And on Sunday evening with Pastor Vivian George. Yeah, yeah. We just thank God. We thank God. We give him all praise. We give him all honor because he's great and he's mighty. Yeah. And he loves us. Amen.